This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Pianist Hank Jones has seen and done it all in a career that spans seven decades. He has accompanied elephants on The Ed Sullivan Show, a certain kangaroo, even a bird. That was Charlie Parker's nickname. Along the way, Jones has worked with everyone who's anyone in jazz. Benny Goodman, Miles Davis, Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald. Well, tomorrow, Hank Jones celebrates his 89th birthday, and he has a new CD of his very own. Tom Vitale reports.
At a rehearsal studio on West 55th Street, Hank Jones sits behind a Yamaha grand piano, talking about Thelonious Monk, whose compositions Jones has tried to master.
Monk was difficult to imitate because his harmonic conceptions were so different. But there's one thing about Monk. No matter what he played harmonically, you could always recognize the melody, you know. Monk's mood is a prime example of that, you know. He said, "Allow me, please."
Hank Jones knew Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. They're all dead now, many lost to the ravages of drugs and alcohol. But not Hank Jones.
Never smoked, never drank, never ran around with wild women. Tame ones, but no.
Jones managed to stay clean, despite working with Charlie Parker, who died of an overdose, but who Jones says was anything but a flake.
He played a very complicated style, you know, which required a lot of musical thought, you know. He didn't play just randomly, in other words. Whenever he played something, he played in strict conformance, let's say, to the harmony underneath. But whenever Charlie played, you understood exactly what he was doing and why he was doing it.
Hank Jones is all about logic and order. He's the consummate professional, the perfect accompanist, who never became famous as a leader of his own bands. Jones was Ella Fitzgerald's piano player for 5 years, beginning in 1948. In 1959, he became a staff pianist for the CBS network, where he stayed for 17 years. His duties at CBS included playing The Ed Sullivan Show.
Sometimes you played accompaniment for singers, sometimes you played for groups. Sometimes you played for operatic sequences. Sometimes you played for elephant acts. Sometimes you played for dog acts. So you did a variety of things, all of which, when you added them up, it contributed to your repertoire.
He's serious. Another of Jones's jobs at CBS inspired his composition, Lullaby.
I was doing a show called Captain Kangaroo. And during that period, there was a sequence that they were doing, and there was a doll, a rag doll, who was sitting in a rocking chair. Rocking, and I conceived the idea of lullaby, da 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 da.
Lullaby is one of the tunes on Jones's new CD, which was recorded at a club date with saxophonist Joe Lovano. To celebrate its release, they returned to the club in May for a one-week engagement.
Joe Lovano and Hank Jones.
It was Hank Jones's first gig in months, following a heart attack and quadruple bypass surgery this winter. Saxophonist Joe Lovano says Hank Jones is fearless in music and life.
Touring with him was incredible. He carried like three suitcases with him, and he'd be grabbing, you know, at the airports. He's like, I'd have to jump in front of him to try to help him with his bags and things, you know.
The new CD is the third Lovano and Jones have recorded together in the past 5 years. The saxophonist calls playing with Hank Jones a high point in his career.
His imagination and flowing ideas is a continuous, spontaneous journey in whatever song you play. He's one of the most creative improvisers in jazz and has the deepest passion and searching approach as a player.
Hank Jones's musical search began in Pontiac, Michigan, where he took piano lessons as a boy, then played in church. As a teenager, he began to work in local nightclubs. He wasn't the only musician in the family. His brother Thad went on to become a celebrated horn player and bandleader. Another brother, Elvin, played drums with John Coltrane and led his own high-powered groups. Hank Jones was the oldest son. He has outlived both Thad and Elvin.
I certainly, you know, when I look back at it, I wish that we had worked together more often, you know. We went our separate ways. Once in a while we saw each other, then we introduced ourselves and said, my name is Hank, how do you do?
On the new CD, Hank Jones recorded three of his brother Thad's compositions, including Kids Are Pretty People, the inspiration for the record's title. Jones says he's managed to keep going by living in the moment and in his music. He dismisses any notion that 89 is old.
You're just a kid. Hey, does your mother know that you're up this late? I mean, you know, I have no conception of time in the sense that I don't worry about my age. It just doesn't occur to me. I'm thinking more about trying to do something at the piano, trying to play something different, trying to correctly analyze something, and then after analyzing it, try to perform.
Hank Jones says he plans to keep playing as long as he can move his fingers. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
And you can hear Hank Jones play alongside Coleman Hawkins, Charlie Parker, and others at npr.org/music.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.